We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left.
It's so good,
just
man.
Just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a
God, he's good. Eric Church is your artist of the day, ladies and gentlemen. On this Wednesday afternoon here in Kansas City. Dana's kid is back home from Colorado. All is good in her world.
Yours is about to pack up and go.
I sent mine off to freshman year at high school this morning. Week from tomorrow, I will not be here. I will be drowning in a river of tears in Lawrence, Kansas.
Do you think you'll cry? Or yes. Now that you've really thought about it, because you've thought about it so much, you won't cry because you've thought about crying and now you're not going to cry.
I do not and have never had a problem with crying. I have cried before. I do cry. Here's my problem. And I've really been... I need to quit. I've been playing when I'm alone.
I told you to stay away from light rock 2 weeks
it's
before
not
your
the
kid
light rock.
Goes to college.
It's not the light rock. It's the sappy ass country songs from people like Trace Adkins and Kenny Chesney.
That's even worse.
And these
mama put the car in park out there.
Son of a bee sting, man.
And she kissed her head and said I was just like you.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back.
All right, stop. Because now you're gonna make me cry. Oh. And I'm in a good mood.
I'm
not in a good mood.
You've been in a horrible, pissy mood all day. Here's the one that crushes me.
Town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life.
Oh, God. Damn you, Kenny Chesney. Damn
you. My future.
And whoever wrote this song for you.
Might as well kiss it all goodbye.
No.
It's a week from tomorrow, right?
Walk into oncoming traffic if you're Kenny Chesney right now.
Those songs are terrible.
Oh, my God.
Mine was any light rock song in the car. Light rock song. And you know what? People will say, well, she's only going to KU. I will tell you this. There is something about having that bird out of the nest. It doesn't matter if they are 40 minutes away or 400 minutes away. It does not matter if they are not in the nest. And last night, I got them all back in the nest. I have all four of them back in the nest. It doesn't happen very often.
Everything's good, right?
I slept and any...
Like a baby.
I don't want to make this about the mamas listening, but the mamas like the birds in the nest.
And so do the dads.
He came home and I kissed that sweet forehead and I said, do not leave this house. I love you. Good night. I got it.
Build a stairway to heaven with a prince on a vagabond.
Rod Stewart should be prosecuted for writing this song.
And in my heart you will remain forever young.
I said, just for one night, I just want all of the birds in the nest. And I am telling you, I had such a peace and calm and slept amazing. And, you know, I'll have only three back in the nest in about a week. But for this week, I am going to be happy and sleep like a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to listen to no sappy songs.
Well, when I'm alone, I do. And I'm like, I can't even describe. I'm like a loser.
For the path of least resistance.
Wasn't it Liam Womack?
Yeah, I did the other night.
Stop it.
Taking quiet. Chances,
but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth.
Yeah,
it is going to be the worst 6 minutes when you say goodbye. That is a horrible 6 minutes. Just tell her, stay off K10, and don't forget about Free Beer Fridays. That's all she needs to know.
I'm not going
to
tell her that.
Those two things, and she's good to go.
I'm not going to tell her to go to Free Beer Fridays.
And stay off K10. That's it. They'll be fine.
No, don't go to Free Beer Fridays.
Yes, I hope you
I'm a mess.
You know who else is a mess right now? I have friends getting ready.
Don't gloat. I'm not gloating. What? You have every right to.
I'm not gloating.
Because I did on you last year.
I am peaceful and I'm relaxed. And I know, Scott, I remember. I have a friend who's getting ready to send off two, and then she's an empty nester. Mm. It's over. She sends them both away and it's done. And this is a very hard time for a lot of people. Very hard time. It just is. I've got another friend sending the youngest off to kindergarten. She can't stop crying.
You know what's crazy? This is the craziest part.
I'm like, call me when he's 18.
Because we're going to drop her off next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. I was telling Kelly today, I said, you know, I can count on one hand how many trips I've made to Lawrence in the last 10 years. So, no, wait, and I am going, because I am good at one thing, and that's apologizing when I'm wrong. I was wrong last year when I made fun of you, and we did the single-digit day countdown, and all that, and you were a mess, and I was laughing, and I thought it was funny. You know what? I was a jerk. I was wrong, and look me in the eye when I do this to you. I apologize.
I accept your apology.
I'm going to Lawrence a week from Saturday, and I am going to eat at Papa Kino's, and I will take my daughter. Damn it.
You know, Family Day is September 21st, so just mark that down.
Every Saturday is going to be Family Day.
Well, you can't be up there every Saturday. You're the one that told me, are you going up there again? Like the third time I went up in a year.
He just apologized for that. Well, now he's saying he's going to be up there all the time.
No, he also has to apologize for that because he was like, are you going up there again? You're going up there again?
I apologize for that.
You're very sweet. Family Day is September 21st. I wouldn't go up
before that. By Family Day, do you mean Father's Day?
Nope,
and you're going to crash it again?
Family Day. She's your family, you go. You know, the other thing, you know, this will impact your youngest daughter too, and don't discount that.
What are you talking about?
It just changes. The family dynamic changes. She is going to miss her sister in ways that you don't even understand.
Oh, text her. I love you, but somebody writes, my youngest starts kindergarten next Wednesday. You guys are killing me.
It is. That is a milestone, Scott. I cried that day, too.
That's not the same.
I cried that day, too. But, you know, they come back at 3:00.
Oh, yeah. Rascal Flatts, My Wish. I haven't even thought to put that one in yet. That one's going to kill me.
My wish
for you
is that you stay off K10.
Oh, my God.
Just wait until we rejoin after the next break.
Oh, my word.
More than anything, my will.
songs that make you cry are the songs about looking back on life and regrets and growing up. I mean, I was crying to Barry Manilow's Mandy at one point at a stop.
Oh, my God.
It didn't have to be any country song, rock song, pop song. If it was slow, I cried. You'll be fine.
Just a mess. Just a mess. Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. This was not the response a frustrated customer was likely to expect when a Massachusetts man recently complained in an email to Wendy's about a bad experience at the Warham location in Massachusetts. He received a rather strange response. The district manager allegedly replied that the town, Warham, Massachusetts, had little to no talent pool to hire from because many people in the area were recovering addicts. Customer Matthew Rose has since posted an image of the email onto his Facebook page. My name is Keith, and I'm the DM for the Wendy's district manager in Warham. I apologize for your experiences at this location. It's not an excuse, but the town of Warham has little to no talent pool to hire from. This is an ongoing issue. We are constantly interviewing and hiring any and all qualified candidates. Unfortunately, those candidates are hard to come by, as most are recovering addicts, and we cannot hire them. Wait. Okay, first of all, I'm not making fun of anybody who works in fast food because I have worked, I did work in fast food when I was younger. I never considered myself part of a fast food talent pool when I was interviewing at the Sonic in Leavenworth or the Burger King in Dusseldorf or the Little Caesars in Leavenworth. All places, by the way, where I have worked. I didn't realize there was a talent pool required for fast food work. It's pretty menial labor,
well,
with all due respect.
We talked about this the other day. There is a huge talent pool shortage in agriculture, dairy, hard labor type jobs. There just is. Who honestly, Scott, even at age 16 or 17, thinks, I want to go work at McDonald's? Some do, and that is perfectly noble and fine, but there are a lot of kids that age who don't. I think it's very hard to hire and retain those workers.
But what is the problem with hiring? And if the argument was everybody in this town is addicted to something, I understand. But he doesn't say that. He says most are recovering addicts, which is to say that they're sober.
Well, someone just wrote in, it's because of theft. They steal. Two different texts. One just says they steal. The other one says addicts steal from the tills.
He said recovering addicts, not addicts.
Okay.
And there's a difference. If you're a recovering addict, you have achieved sobriety and you want to maintain and
but
will try
an
to maintain.
Addict say they were a recovering addict to get that job?
Well, probably.
And so if you're a hiring manager, you're like, look, well, we've had this happen.
An addict's not going to tell you they're an addict. I mean, you don't go into a job and go, yeah, I drink a fifth of vodka a day and I just can't stop. Or I pop pills and I go to house showings just to go through the medicine cabinet. You don't admit that to a prospective employer. What is he talking about? Most of the people in this town are recovering addicts and the talent pool is limited. With all due respect, sir, and I'm not taking away from your livelihood.
I can't believe you don't believe it. I believe it.
Here's what I believe. I believe what you said the first time. I believe that people look down now. Like when you and I were kids, a fast food job was almost a prerequisite to get started. You went to...
Teenagers had those jobs.
My first job was at a Burger King in Germany.
Yeah.
My second job was at a Sonic in Leavenworth.
Haven't you seen the new ad campaign? It's actually a really good one that says this is your first job. Like, it's your first
it's
job.
It's McDonald's. It says America's best or greatest first job. Yeah.
They're not trying to pretend like you're going to come here and stay 20 years.
It's a very effective commercial.
Yeah, it is.
And what it does, it shows the person, because I guess McDonald's, and I'm not doing this because they advertise with us or not. I don't even know if they do, okay? And quite frankly, I don't care. They show a young man getting an acceptance letter to college. And apparently McDonald's is now paying for a portion of your secondary education, okay? And then it closes with McDonald's, America's greatest first job, which is to imply, or we're to infer, Dana, I think you're right about this, we don't expect you to make McDonald's your career.
No.
We do expect you to at least consider McDonald's as your first ever job. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sarah's first job was at a Subway, for God's sakes. What are you pointing at? Oh, God, not again.
You're talking about the
I'm
thing
sorry,
in Philadelphia?
I just saw it on the text line.
Breaking news.
Several police officers have been shot in Philadelphia, according to CNN. This is just breaking. I hope I'm not stealing your thunder here. This literally just cleared on CNN. The streets, and I don't know what part of, I've never been to Philadelphia, so I don't recognize the neighborhood. These streets have been completely shut down, and they are filled with law enforcement.
According to Washington Post, multiple officers injured in a gunfight. Three were shot, one of them in the head. That says there are at least 100 officers in the neighborhood.
NBC Philadelphia.
Well, I believe them, looking at the pictures.
NBC Philadelphia is now saying it is four. Broadcastify is quoting here, officer calls for everything you've got, SWAT and long gun. I have an officer shot. This is in, is it Nice Town? Is that how you pronounce it? It's N-I-C-E town.
Okay. 576-7798. America's got to come to Jesus meeting coming at some point. It really does. It really does. Sooner or later, we have to have a come to Jesus meeting. We are following breaking news out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where several police officers, I think you said the number was four, based on the initial count, four police officers have been shot in Philadelphia. 100 police officers have responded to the scene. The call out was, give me everything you've got. One of the officers, may God bless him, has been shot in the head. And I'm not going to turn this into a conversation about religion by any stretch, but somebody writes in, Scott, they took God out of schools. They're taking him off of everything. God was taken out of the schools in the 1950s. These things didn't happen in the 1970s and 80s. I mean, that's not to say we were crime-free. God knows we were crime-filled. But people weren't just gunning down 22 people in El Paso or shooting four cops in Philadelphia, or nine people dead in 30 seconds in Dayton, Ohio. And I'm a gun owner, and I respect the Second Amendment. I'm not turning this into a gun debate because we're moving on to something else until we find something else about, or find out more about Philadelphia. This doesn't have to do with taking God out of school. My mom is one of the most religious people I know. She went to school without God in school. It has nothing to do with it.
Witnesses say they heard more than 100 gunshots. At least one suspect fired at officers in the incident in Philadelphia. Four shot, fifth was injured.
So five police officers.
That is according to the CBS affiliate in Philly. And I will keep monitoring.
If you would.
Temple University Sciences Center is on lockdown. I mean, there's just a lot of local stuff coming out about it, and I'll monitor over here.
Story here from the USA Today. The event started out as a joke. Then the RSVP list grew to 2 million. Now the creators of the viral space oddity Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us, are planning a music festival in Rachel, Nevada, the closest habitated place to the Nellis Air Force Range in Area 51. Quoting here from the website for Alien Stock.
That's a thing.
The event captivated millions of alien enthusiasts. After discussing options with industry leaders in the world of music festivals, Matty Roberts decided to move forward with the event. Brock Daly, who is one of the organizers, tells USA Today in a message that the purpose of the event was to, quote, embrace the cultural statement made by the viral event. People believe in aliens, and they obviously want to know what's going on in there, Area 51, he said. So I believe this is the safest option to display our unified curiosity. The festival will take place on September 20th through the 22nd. Attendees should expect a celebration of aliens filled with surprise performances, art installations, and camping.
Of course
it's going to be.
You can't
camping.
Have an invasion without some art.
I love the name of the festival. Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. Yeah. Oh, yes, they can.
What doesn't add up to me here is these festivals take like years to plan. I don't see an actual festival happening next month.
I don't either.
I just don't see it happening.
It's like that, what was the one called?
Fire Festival?
The Fire Festival, yeah.
Oh, in the Bahamas or wherever the hell that was, it didn't work out.
Complete waste. I don't know what you say about it.
If you attend this festival...
Nobody's going to attend this festival.
There won't be a festival.
You are a moron.
How close do you think you can actually get to what is considered to be Area 51?
Well, let me...
5 miles? Scott, be honest. The people that work there don't even drive there. They are private planed in.
No, they are commercial planed in.
Little tiny commercial secret planes.
They leave from Las Vegas.
Okay.
They fly in on a commercial plane.
So if you are an employee and you don't even drive or walk into those gates, you fly in, how close do you think these ding-a-lings are going to get? 10 miles? 20 miles?
Probably 5.
There has to be an enormous perimeter around that thing. It's a federal building.
Can you imagine? I'm not advocating this. I want to be very clear. Can you imagine if there was talk, and I don't know why there would be, of storming Fort Leavenworth, which is the closest military base to this radio station, maybe minus Whiteman Air Force Base. But can you imagine, and Fort Leavenworth, for those of you who have never been to Leavenworth, and I lived on Fort Leavenworth for a brief period of time, and have been to Fort Leavenworth more times than I can count, is literally right across Metropolitan Avenue from the city of Leavenworth itself. You could throw a rock from the 7-Eleven on Metropolitan, and it would land over the wall at Fort Leavenworth.
Okay.
That's how close it is to the city.
Oh.
I mean, Fort Leavenworth, and Lansing all touch each other, okay? Unless you know the divider, you don't know you've moved into somewhere else. Can you imagine if someone said, we're going to storm Fort Leavenworth? You would have to be one of the dumbest human beings on the face of this earth. That post base is filled with more mid-grade officers than just about any post in America. They're not going to let you just walk over the wall. If you do, you will probably be shot.
Well, and in the case of Area 51 and that Air Force base being in the desert, you're probably going to get blown to smithereens.
Well, remember the federal guy who called in, used to work the federal government, and he said, this is an asset, and the federal government will do whatever it needs to do to protect federal assets.
That was not a caller. That was a written statement from the United States Air Force.
Hmm. Some of our callers are really smart. I think I conflated the two.
The United States Air Force said, we sincerely advise you not to do this. The United States government will protect its assets at all costs. Now, that's not to say that I like the idea that we don't really know what's going on at Area 51. But here's what I know. The federal government doesn't like it when you just jump over their walls?
They won't let you just jump over their walls.
I don't even think
they
you
won't
would get
let
that.
You close.
No, I don't even think that's why I asked how close do you think you could get.
I would bet 5 miles.
I think 5 to 10 miles is my guess.
A safe distance so that the bombs do not affect them as well. God. Whatever that distance is.
I mean,
and you know they know.
Oh yeah, like they know within the exact a millimeter. That's why they put it in the middle of the desert. They're not dumb. Going to blow the whole place up around there.
Doot, 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 doot. They're coming.
Probably landmines we don't know about.
I mean, you would probably have a better chance of getting into Guantanamo Bay.
The fact of the matter is, Scott, you don't have the right to trespass, period.
And you don't have the right to break into a military base.
No, you do not.
I don't know how I know this, but the federal government is anti you breaking into a federal base.
Took you a while to figure that one out, huh?
Well, it did. I had to study.
Sit down and mull that one over?
Yeah. They don't like it when you do that.
That's just weird.
Especially if it's a base that, A, they only recently admitted exists, and B, is thought to, you know, maybe it does have an alien or two in some sort of formaldehyde. I have no idea. But where we also know, or at least are led to believe, they conduct a lot of secret military testing. As in, we don't know if this is going to work yet. We're going to test it.
Another reason why it's in the middle of the desert.
Exactly. Another reason why you have to fly people in on a commercial jet, because there's no highway that leads to it. If you try to jump the wall at Area 51,
you'll be shot.
And your head gets exploded by a bullet, that's on you. You're an idiot.
Hey, if you make it to the wall at Area 51, good job.
I'll give you money.
Right. High five to you.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Captain.
You're not making it that far, I guarantee it.
You were faster than they thought.
And he was never seen again.
Well, his head was never seen again because it was exploded like a smashing pumpkin. You've really got to be a special kind of stupid.
Don't you think it's a joke?
Well, it was intentionally. Here's the problem,
Dana.
No, I mean,
don't you think most people that are like, yeah, I'm going.
Do they sound like?
Yeah, I'm going.
And you're giving them way too much credit. Try again.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. I'm going.
Y'all see them aliens. Yeehaw.
I think 99% of the people that have signed on to that dumb thing have no intention of setting foot anywhere in Nevada probably in the next 10 years.
I hope you're right.
I think there will be a handful, and by a handful, I mean fewer than 20 people. I think it will be fewer than 20 that actually do it.
Text line says, you know you can walk right up to the perimeter fence at Area 51, right? How do you know that?
Why don't you try it?
Yeah.
I'm going to put the number at 20.
20 what?
I think 20 people will actually attempt to go.
Oh, I bet it's more than that.
Not to the festival. We're talking about.
And they're going to be the people like on Independence Day.
Yeah.
Who, you know, land here, land here. You know, they got little placards and stuff that say, land here, land here. And then you're also going to have the end of the world, super religious, crazy guys who all look like they're albino or something.
From the text line, Scott, it's called Darwinism. What? We know what it is.
Well, I'm just talking about the Independence Day, the guy who was standing on top of the RV.
I was like, please don't bring that up again, because we talked about that once on the show and it did not go well.
Albinism? Yeah. I was referencing the movie.
It came up and then someone was like, you know, they had their convention here last year. And I'm like,
albinos have a convention?
Oh, God, we are not talking about this again. We just stepped in this within the last year and we are not talking about it
again. Why do I not remember this at all?
They have a convention and it was here.
Albinos have their own convention.
Yes, and it was here.
And what does one talk about at the albino convention?
I don't know, Scott. And we are not going to talk about it again. It was very well attended. People were very sensitive about that conversation, and there you go. I know why it came up, because you had an albino squirrel in your yard, and that's how it came up. And then we were like,
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight.
I'm scared what he's gonna do with them, but I'm sending Wicked. He wants pictures from the first day of school. Any year, I'm sending him my 10th grade picture, 1986.
Oh, God. 10th?
Yeah.
I know, I'm going way back. I emailed my mom.
I can go farther back. I just happen to have it in my phone for some reason.
He wants first day of school pictures from all of us.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
This is me, 10th grade, Dusseldorf, Germany.
Oh, look at those bangs. Wow, did you use a curling iron?
I may have.
Oh, my goodness.
Shut up. Shut up.
Those are curled bangs.
Well, I had naturally curly hair, so I had to straighten it. I didn't like my curly hair.
Those are feathered and curled. Wow.
Oh, that's adorable.
You were a beautiful little girl, Scott.
You can see the mullet just starting to take root.
The very early signs of the mullet that was to come.
Yeah.
A lot of kids go back tomorrow. Blue Valley goes back tomorrow. There's a little one in our neighborhood that's getting ready to start his first day of kindergarten. I'm all excited for that. Did you see, by the way, families will spend on back-to-school supplies, the average per kid, you want to guess?
Mm-mm. $350.
I was just going to say, I am glad you are sitting down. It says families, so maybe this is the...
Oh, so you got multiple kids, so $700, which is outrageous.
$696. How did you know that?
Well, I don't know. I guessed.
Does that not seem crazy?
It sounds stupid. Timothy and KCK. Timothy, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys are fantastic, and I love her laugh.
Oh, Timothy, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
No, I was calling because of Area 51. I used to be at station RAF Upper Hayford for all my service in the Air Force. I work canine, and we would love to have someone try to come over the fence.
Yeah,
we'd like to come over the fence.
Well, all right.
Is he saying he worked in there?
I believe he said he worked either there or at one place near it. Yes.
Yeah, he said he worked for the Air Force and trained the dogs, and he said our dogs would love to have somebody real.
Okay.
Try to get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.